At this hour, the fate of the Major League Baseball season still hasn't been decided. The Players Union set a strike deadline for today. Negotiators worked on a new collective bargaining agreement through the night and are still meeting in New York City. It's an anxious time for players, owners, and baseball fans, many of whom expressed their anger during yesterday's games, perhaps the final games of the season. NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
It was an all-too-familiar scene shown over and over on yesterday's baseball TV highlight shows. Interspersed with footage of diving catches and towering home runs, the images of lawyers emerging from meetings, saying little as reporters strained for any tidbits of information. The news that did emerge as the day wore on and on and on was heartening at times. As opposed to the acrimony that preceded the disastrous strike of 1994, players and owners this time were talking, a lot. And inching toward a settlement. They agreed on a basic structure for a contract that could restore competitive balance to baseball, a so-called luxury tax that would, in theory, slow down payroll spending by the richest teams and increase revenue sharing by teams. While they disagreed on the amount of revenue to be shared and the payroll level that would trigger the luxury tax, the figures were getting closer as Thursday turned into Friday. At 12:44 a.m. Eastern Time, the men in suits were wrestling with payroll tax thresholds and percentages of revenue, but still no resolution. At that very instant, thousands of miles away in Anaheim, California, there was an ending, however, to a strange day of baseball filled with anxiety and anger. Tampa Bay third baseman Aubrey Huff hit a ground ball that proved to be the last out in a game won by the Anaheim Angels. It was the last game of the day in the major leagues, and with the Friday strike deadline looming, many fans wondered if it would be the last game of the season. If it were the last game, Angels fans hardly were in a sentimental mood. The chants of "no strike, no strike" were as much an expression of anger as they were a plaintive appeal to their favorite team. When foul balls landed in the stands, fans threw them back onto the field. They threw toilet paper and even money. Those people who were caught were kicked out of the game.
You'd expect your fans to have a little more class than that. It was kind of disappointing.
Anaheim pitcher Scott Schoenweiss.
I know they're disappointed, but when you start throwing things on the field, you know, let us play the game. You know, we're in a playoff race. We're your team, supposedly. You know, let us play. Let's get the game done. You know, that causes problems.
But for many Angels fans, nothing will cause problems like a strike, which would be the ninth work stoppage in the last 30 years. Melissa Grable was at the game with her dad, Roger.
I think we should go on strike.
I think both sides are out of control. They're all about greed. They forgot the fans and the game. Being a union man myself, a union has to know when they've got it made, and these fellas have got it made.
One fan in Anaheim held a sign reading, "The end is near." In fact, the union strike deadline is mere hours away. The first game on today's schedule is in Chicago at 3:20 in the afternoon Eastern Time. If there's a strike, it's assumed it'll start a couple of hours before that game. The last thing the union wants and baseball needs is a scene with a full stadium, players on the field, and then an announcement telling everyone to go home. Tom Goldman, NPR News.